Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK. Cygnos.
You know what's the scariest part of October? Being vulnerable to cyber criminals. That's why this Cyber Scaries Month, you need Webroot Total Protection. With all-in-one protection for your devices, privacy, and identity, Webroot Total Protection helps defend every part of your digital life. Change your October from cyber scary to cyber secure with 60% off Webroot Total Protection at www.webroot.com/audio. That's 60% off for a limited time, but only when you go to www.webroot.com/audio.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Happy Thursday. Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. I'm Craig Mish along with Davis Maddock. We've got fantasy baseball to discuss on the DFS side. We got that coming for you. Going to set a lineup on DraftKings in about 10 minutes from now, so stay on the grid with that. Craig and Davis here with you every Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern for the latest in fantasy sports. Getting closer and closer, Davis, to fantasy football season. And wouldn't you know, in week one of the upcoming NFL season, we're going to see the Cleveland Browns take on the Carolina Panthers, and Carolina is going to have a new quarterback. That is for sure. I guess the question is, who will start for Cleveland? We really don't know.
Well, no, we do know Jacoby Brissett is going to start. I don't really see any way that the NFL has this hearing with the independent third party and Deshaun Watson escapes with no suspension. Now, what is being reported right now is that Roger Goodell is seeking an indefinite suspension. Unclear if the independent, you know, adjudicator is actually going to give that suspension. My guess is that, you know, obviously the Browns and Watson's representation are going to push for the 8-game suspension that was reported early on as to what the team expected. Remember, Deshaun Watson's contract is structured in such a way that even if he is suspended for 1 year, he still gets all of his guaranteed money. Where things get murky for the Cleveland Browns would be if he is indefinitely suspended, because then they would still owe him that money, but he wouldn't count against the cap. An indefinite suspension versus a 1 year suspension are very different. But in my opinion, the Browns made a pretty risky wager, and it does not look like they are going to get paid off. And they just had to give away. I did look this up. The only quarterback in this iteration of the Cleveland Browns to win a road playoff game, Baker Mayfield, and they gave him up for a fifth-round pick while eating a huge chunk of his salary.
Yeah, and Baker Mayfield will be the starter for the Carolina Panthers. Let's get to our headlines here on the show. That's where we will begin. There is a Baker in town, and he's a member of the Panthers, and he'll start. And obviously, Sam Darnold's future in Carolina, questionable to say the least. Aaron Judge, 30 home runs for him. Is there anybody hotter than Judge? I guess it's Kyle Schwarber right now. I mean, Kyle Schwarber has caught up on everybody this season. I don't know if you pay attention. There's 27 home runs. Where did this come from? Shohei Ohtani dominated the Marlins yesterday, hasn't walked anybody in four games. And who would have thought that Candace Parker's triple-double record would be tied? As you can see, it has been in the WNBA. But let's get to baseball here a little bit, Davis. Shohei Ohtani, we talked about this yesterday. I think whoever you know what, I'm pretty sure whoever you picked as starter yesterday actually did. I know Ohtani was great, so I wanted to talk about that here. But I think whoever you picked that starter yesterday, was it Severino, had a really good game too. So you were on the money regardless of not picking Ohtani.
Yeah, Severino was fine, but I also really liked the Astros, and they did not particularly come through. But it was Nola who was bad. Nola, I mean, they ended up getting the win, I believe. No, they actually lost to the Washington Nationals, but Nola just didn't have his strikeout stuff yesterday. He got deep into the game, but only 3 strikeouts, 7 hits against. So Nola was just a little bit more touchable than usual, but kind of interesting markets, I think, Craig, in the MVP markets. You know, Goldschmidt, obviously the huge favorite, but Kyle Schwarber is 30-1 on the FanDuel Sportsbook for National League MVP up to 27 home runs. If the Phillies pull off this crazy comeback to end up making the wild card, I mean, with Bryce Harper out and Schwarber maybe leading the National League in home runs if he keeps up on this pace, I do sort of feel like Schwarber is maybe worth a little bit of a stab there. And then in terms of American League MVP, this is, this is a real race, right? We have the Yankees are the best team in baseball, but Ohtani is like not walking anyone, 10 strikeouts yesterday. It's actually kind of flip-flop from last year. Ohtani actually a better pitcher than hitter thus far this year. But yeah, super interesting race between Judge and Ohtani, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I've said this before, I'll say it again. I mean, Ohtani Davis is the MVP of the league every year he plays. Like, yeah. I'm sorry, he just is. What's fascinating is think about us doing this show, let's say 10 years ago. Let's use that. And you and I, Davis, are doing a show on betting, and betting is legal in half the country and all that. And we say, Davis, 10 years from now, there's going to be a player that's going to come up. He's going to come to Major League Baseball. He's going to be one of the best pitchers, and he's going to be one of the best hitters. What are the odds of that guy winning the MVP? We would say 100% every single year that he plays in the league, and it's here and it's happening now, and there's somebody else that's the favorite. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I would vote for him every year if I had a vote.
I would vote for, I mean, there is no comparable. There is no analogy to what Ohtani is doing in professional sports, right? I mean, I've said this before, but it would be like Lamar Jackson also being like an all-pro safety. I mean, it is just there's exactly, nothing, right? There's nothing comparable to it. And I fear that much like, you know, lots of stuff in our society, we see it once and we're like, you know, great, whatever, that's fine, and then we move on to the next thing. But like Ohtani he's unbelievable. He really is.
Yeah, and the Marlins last night had 18,000. I know that's not a huge number in terms of Major League Baseball, but that's their biggest Wednesday attendance number in like 10 years or something insane like that yesterday to see.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Ohtani pitch too, so really cool. All right, DFS baseball, we got that for you covered coming up next, and we're going to set you up here on DraftKings. Of course, we have Fantasy Reality, Sports Grid 60 coming up as well, and getting ready to dive into some fantasy football, folks. We're getting very close to the start of fantasy football season, so make sure you stay on the grid for that as well. As Davis and I return here on this Thursday with our first look at the daily fantasy slate, get out your app on DraftKings. We'll help you set a lineup next right here on Fantasy Sports Today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. I'm Craig Mish along with Davis Maddock. Let's take a look at the slate tonight over on DraftKings. Naturally, Davis, I have a lot of fun when I take a look at these lineups before the show. One name that, you know, caught my eye today was seeing Eloy Jimenez back in your lineup. I know what a big fan you were of Eloy Jimenez, but how does the slate look for you tonight?
Yeah, really glad to see Eloy back. He already has two home runs, so does not appear like his trip to the 60-day DL has stripped him of a ton of power, so we like that. I think probably the interesting question people are going to have to ask themselves today are on the starting pitching spectrum, because we have loads of options. We have Gerrit Cole at 10,200, but he faces off against the Boston Red Sox. The Red Sox not having the season that they wanted for sure on offense. Yeah, we saw that video of Chris Sale, which, by the way, how immature is this video of Chris Sale, destroying the minor league locker room? Like, grow up, buddy. But Cole has been.
We should have started with that today on the show. I forgot about that. Yeah, we should have started.
Yeah, grow
Can
up.
We expand
buddy,
on but, what an embarrassment that is, by the way. Oh my gosh, come on, man.
This is the sort of thing that, like, I think, like, kind of casual sports fans get riled up about or whatever, but just super lame to me. Like, and someone who's making minimum wage has to clean up after you. Like,
I know.
Just come on, dude. It's terrible. On, it's really, like, this is not something that we should be encouraging. Like, right. I already and by, really and like.
By the way, let me add. By the way, it's a minor league facility. You're 100% right. And naturally, what's going to happen from this is Chris Sale's going to apologize and he's going to just write a check, but somebody still has to do the job, I don't know. I thought that was really weak, man.
Super lame of him. And then we have Musgrove, but he goes up against the San Francisco Giants, who never strike out, and no one has any idea how they generate hitting with the lineup they do, but they always find a way to hit. And then on the lower end, we have some guys who are interesting skill set wise, but who I don't really, who I'm not really going to gamble. And then we have some stone cold gas cans going today. Austin Gomber, Dallas Keuchel, just some really bad starting pitchers. So I think a pretty interesting mix of games to choose from today.
All right. So let's take a look, Davis, at the starting pitchers for tonight, and then we will get into the starting lineup as well. And here's who Davis is going to put at starting pitcher in the lineup this evening. We have Dylan Cease of the Chicago White Sox at 9,800. And boy, what if I would have told Davis in April that eighth inning guy Spencer Strider of the Atlanta Braves would be in Davis's starting pitching lineup? But I mean, this is why, Davis, sometimes they say the Braves are smarter than a lot of other teams. I mean, this is kind of proof here. I mean, they just basically just took this dude from the eighth and making him a starting pitcher right now. They have Max Fried down. Soroka has not come back. I mean, they actually need this guy to pitch five innings every game. I guess the question is, can he go seven? I think that's kind of what the question would be here.
Yeah, I don't even really know if you need him to go seven right now from a fantasy baseball perspective. He's gone six in each of his last two starts. He struck out 11 against the Reds in his last start. Had a really impressive start, by the way, against the Los Angeles Dodgers 2 weeks ago. Six innings pitch, no walks, seven Ks. To me, he's a total no-brainer here. And I know St. Louis is, they're not bad, right? They have some good hitters. But look, if you can get through six against the Dodgers, you can get through six against the St. Louis Cardinals, in my opinion. And then I actually think Cease is straight up better than Gerrit Cole in tonight's slate. He's got this good matchup against the Detroit Tigers. He struck out 13 Baltimore Orioles and 11 Toronto Blue Jays in two of his last three starts. He's getting really deep into games. He has been over 100 pitches in every start since May 24th. So he's getting deep into games. He's getting strikeouts. He's got a good matchup. I think he's a no-brainer. And I think the fact that Strider and Cease are going to be so popular does make Gerrit Cole a pretty interesting tournament option tonight, because I do think he will be the lowest owned, pretty much that he's going to be this season. I think he'll be 10 to 20% somewhere in that range, and that's obviously he can go nine innings pitch 10 Ks. He's Gerrit Cole. He can do that whenever he wants.
All right, let's take a look at the offensive players that Davis has got tonight in his starting lineup. We're going William Contreras of the Atlanta Braves. Let's not get that twisted to Chicago here at 3,800. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. at 4,800 as well. John Birdie for the Miami Marlins going to start tonight, I'm guessing, at 4,800. Matt Chapman is 3,600. And then Jorge Mateo, that's a sneaky good play, 2,900 today. Mateo gets on base, he steals one usually.
Yeah, I am just right now, I am just trying to use Birdie as much as possible. This dude has so many stolen bases. He Craig, I have never seen anything like this, but he gets on first base and he is stealing second. He is up to 25 steals on the year. He's got six steals in his last 10 games. Longtime viewers of the show know I love a stolen base. I mean, stolen bases are what gets me jazzed up about fantasy baseball. And I just thought the price tag on the Blue Jays across the board just seemed too low in this matchup. Because, you know, one of the things that we know about the Blue Jays is they are much, much better against left-handed starting pitching. And they have this matchup against Marco Gonzalez tonight. So I love the Blue Jays anytime. And, you know, depressed price on Vlad, depressed price on Alejandro Kirk, on Matt Chapman. So I like all these guys. I like the spot for the Atlanta Braves tonight against Libertador. Left-handed pitcher. They are another team that is better against righties than lefties. Like and either Braves catcher works here, Darnot or Contreras, whoever bats higher. They kind of flip-flop those guys. They mix and match them depending on who's hot or whatever. So I like them both there. And then you're right. I mean, Jorge Mateo is, for whatever reason, they will not move him up in the lineup. I guess probably because the guy just cannot get a base hit. It's like he's got the Javi Baez, Bellinger disease, where like he's allergic to hitting singles. But he has 20 stolen bases on the year, 6 home runs, has a couple triples, 10 doubles. I mean, he is just kind of your classic. Like him much more in DFS than we like him in season long because his batting average is tanking you. But he's kind of just one of my sneaky guys. I play him quite a bit for the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah, and listen, I think that there's a part of that too with the Orioles that they get to a point in the season, Davis, where they fall out of it. And you're right, playing Mateo's the guy, right? Steal second, steal third. But Birdie's been fantastic. I mean, I don't even have any explanation for how this is honestly even going on. But without Jazz, Birdie's got to play every day. All right, let's go to the outfield. Mookie Betts is back. He is 5,000 tonight. Is that right? Wow, that's high. 5,000 for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Eloy Jimenez is 4,100. And Davis is just driving this sinking Joey Gallo ship right into the ground tonight. Another 2,800 in the lineup tonight for him.
He hit a home run last night. Batted Finally. Seventh, hit a home run last night. I mean, look, I don't think it is unrealistic to me that Joey Gallo forgot how to hit over power overnight. Now, he might be banged up. He might be in his head, whatever. You know, I'm working on my golf swing right now. I know how dangerous getting in your head can be when you are trying to swing something at a ball. Pretty dangerous. But the guy still has massive power, and he's 2,600, and he will probably bat seventh again tonight. I don't care if he's batting ninth. I mean, all of these guys, right? I think they're all underpriced. I think Eloy is a $5,000 player when healthy. Mookie Betts is like a $6,400 player when healthy. I mean, what can this guy not do? I guess the reason he is priced lower right now is because he is returning from an injury, but he's 276, 18 home runs. He has stolen a couple bases. Like, I mean, and he will probably be the most owned outfielder of this slate tonight, but I don't even care. I mean, $5,000 Mookie Betts, you just got to do it.
Yeah, no, I think so too. And look, the Dodgers last night, very competitive game again. We'll see as they continue on and what they end up doing at the Major League Baseball trade deadline, which is coming up on August the 2nd. All right, NFL, we're going to get to the Baker Mayfield trade. We're going to talk about this from a fantasy perspective. Of course, Davis is playing fantasy football every day in the best ball format over on Underdog. So make sure you stay on the grid for that. Then we got some fantasy or reality in the Sports Grid 60. And then I'll be right back with you here this afternoon at 2:00 Eastern for another edition of Newswire. So make sure you get with us. Daniel Wallach will join us as he always does on Thursdays on the show. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. So don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Well, yesterday, after Davis and I got off the air, and I believe I was having lunch, Davis probably was doing the same, we got the word. It was NFL Network, I believe, that reported at first that Baker Mayfield was traded from Cleveland to the Carolina Panthers. And, you know, naturally, I looked at this deal and I said, okay, you know, the return, Davis, is, you know, a big part of all these trades, too. I mean, it seemed like a giveaway, Davis. I don't know. Didn't it just seem like just basically, Cleveland essentially was looking at this like, let's wait as long as we possibly can just to see if some silly team jumps in and gives us a 2 or gives us a 3. And then they got to July and we're like, all right, like we're just not getting anything back. You know, the five is the, I think it's a conditional, maybe it becomes a four if I'm not mistaken, but, you know, at least from my perspective, to me, this was just a dump, right? Like, this was just Cleveland giving Baker to Carolina.
Yeah, it's the same playing time conditions as the Carson Wentz trade from last season, where except for the Colts, it was giving up a first round pick instead of a second round pick. So if Baker plays 70% of the snaps, it turns into a fourth round pick instead of a fifth round pick. But this is the corner that the Cleveland Browns painted themselves in. As I mentioned earlier, you know, they chose to treat their quarterback who tied Peyton Manning's record for touchdowns thrown in a rookie season by a quarterback and who led them to their first playoff win in franchise history. They chose to be like, we don't like you. We don't want you. And you could say, clearly, I think that Baker did not act in a way that a lot of franchise style quarterbacks do. Clearly, he got into some disagreements with Kevin Stefanski and the offensive play callers. I think I was talking to one of my buddies about this yesterday. I mean, I think a lot of this is painted by the relationship between Odell Beckham, who the team gave up a lot for and paid a lot of money for. Clearly, Baker and Odell did not get along to the point where they just cut Odell in the middle of the season and are paying him to win a Super Bowl with the Los Angeles Rams. And I think, I do think the fact that Odell looks so good with the Rams is also painting our picture of Baker Mayfield's skill as a quarterback, right? You know, I think that definitely has a part to play in it. But I think the Browns just played this wrong. And if you are in the situation of the Browns and you've been so mediocre, so bad, such a quarterback carousel for so long, I get taking an aggressive move and Baker, you know, he's not a top 10 quarterback in the league or anything like that, but he's a lot better than Jacoby Brissett. I will tell you that. And he is a lot better than having a guy that you're paying $250 million to not available to play in your games. That would be my opinion.
Yeah. And we could play the result of this, I'm sure, down the line, but I guess initial blush, Davis, winner or loser in this trade,
Baker is the winner. I mean, I think the winners here are Baker Mayfield, who was clearly not on the same page with the front office, not on the same page with the head coach. The fans did not want to watch Baker Mayfield anymore. It was a toxic situation for him. And now he is going to go to a situation where all he's got to do is play better than Sam Darnold, Teddy Bridgewater, PJ Walker, late career Cam Newton. Like the quarterback play that the Carolina Panthers have gotten since Cam Newton injured his ankle. I believe it was a Lisfranc injury that he suffered initially in 2018. Like he was never the same after that. Like the last 5-6 years of Carolina Panthers quarterback play has been so bad. And I feel pretty confident Baker is going to be better than that. And also for fantasy football, DJ Moore, Baker Mayfield is going to be the best and most accurate quarterback that DJ Moore has ever played with. So I think he's a huge winner here as well.
All right. How about in terms of the Browns, you know, as far as this trade is concerned, I know that you've been, you know, really tough on them. I mean, look, we're seeing a picture here of Jacoby. I think that's Jacoby Brissett, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, or is that is Watson? That is okay. Jacoby Brissett.
I like this human a lot in Jacoby Brissett. And
yeah,
and this guy Davis, he gets beat up and he just gets up. Like, I mean, this guy plays, doesn't matter what happens, but my gosh, like if this is their end game for 14 games next season, I mean, there's no winning, is there?
I mean, there's no winning for the Cleveland Browns this season. There's no way that they make the playoffs. There's no way that they win 10 games. I think there is a chance that they are the worst team in this division, depending on the quarterback play that the Pittsburgh Steelers get. You know, if Trubisky is better than expectation or Pickett is better than expectation. And honestly, big loser has to be like this Browns defense that is really good. Cause the super, like, this is such a football thing and it doesn't, you don't see this in any other sport where you got 52 other guys who are really good. And the Browns do. I mean, they have a really good defense. They have Amari Cooper, Donovan Peoples-Jones. Like they have good players on their team. And I think that is part of the reason that fed in to why the Browns chose to take this gamble is like, hey, you know, Deshaun Watson, like we got something going here. Like we could be a conference championship style team So I do feel kind of bad for, you know, Myles Garrett, Nick Chubb, and these guys. Like, stinks for them. And I also feel bad, like, I preemptively feel bad for Jacoby Brissett, because obviously people are going to watch him play and be like, man, what if that was Deshaun Watson? Like, this really stinks for us. Because you're right, Jacoby Brissett, good dude. Not a terrible quarterback, you know, has been decent in stints in Miami and in Indianapolis. It's just kind of unfair to put the whole weight of this organization on him.
Yeah, no, I think so for sure. You know, another sort of, you know, piece of this whole puzzle was the fact that we thought that Jimmy Garoppolo could end up leaving San Francisco and maybe going to Carolina too. I suppose, yeah. Cleveland, I mean, it's potentially an option there over Brissett, but I feel like Cleveland committed to Brissett at this point if Watson doesn't play. Is he a winner or a loser from this, Garoppolo?
Well, he's really only got one spot left to go, which would be the Seattle Seahawks. I don't see anyone else wanting to pay. I believe his cap hit is $31.5 million. Like, I don't really see the spot that he goes, unless I was gaming this out last night. Deshaun Watson suspended indefinitely, which means that the Browns do not owe him any money this season. Now, that it would just push his contract into the future, but Jimmy Garoppolo only has one season left on his contract, so it's expired after this year. The Cleveland Browns give up a fifth round pick for Jimmy Garoppolo. They pay him the money they would have paid Deshaun Watson this season anyways, because they have the cap room if Deshaun Watson is suspended indefinitely. Now, I don't think this is very likely. I think it's extremely, extremely unlikely, but it's more likely than it was 24 hours ago, right? With Baker Mayfield's cap hit on the roster. And I think it truly would be the most Browns situation ever to end up paying a higher draft pick to the San Francisco 49ers than they got for Baker Mayfield, right? To pay Jimmy Garoppolo more money than they would have paid Baker Mayfield because they chased Baker Mayfield out of the building. Like, it would be, that is an extremely Cleveland Browns tale.
You know, I read somewhere the other day, I'm just doing like no research, just surfing. I don't know if this is going to happen or not, but there is some sort of crazy theory that Garoppolo ends up with Herbert in Los Angeles. I was like, wait a second, what? Like, as a backup, just in case, and just sits out the season, does a Trubisky, sure, and then bounces back somewhere the next year. I don't know. It seems like a crazy theory out there, but I mean, again, just speculation at this point, but that's what we're here to do.
The 49ers now have to eat too much money for that to happen, because they're like almost capped out at this point.
Yeah, just guessing. Panthers. Let's close out with the Panthers here. And, I guess Sam Darnold's days are pretty much done. He'll be the backup there. We won't see P.J. Walker anymore. We won't see Cam Newton anymore. Can Baker be worse than what they had last year? I don't think so. And, my gosh, the quarterbacking was so rough. And I don't even know what went right for Darnold Davis in the first three games, right? Like, he was just running around pretty much.
He was running. Yeah, that's what happened. But it's actually, I don't think Baker, even injured Baker, I think is probably better than those guys. But so in the first five games last season, the Cleveland Browns, they scored 29 points against the Chiefs, 31 points against the Texans, 26 points against the Bears, won a tight 14-7 game against the Vikings, and then scored 42 against the Chargers, and then Baker Mayfield got hurt in that Arizona Cardinals game. Like, there has been this revisionist history that Baker is, like, horrible, that he's, like you, like, can't have him on your team, or you can't have a successful offense with Baker as your quarterback. Like, I really do not buy it. Like, just for example, Baker has a better career yards per attempt than Josh Allen. Now, obviously, Josh Allen is better, but I do think this idea that, like, Baker Mayfield is like Andy Dalton or whatever, it's like people just like are not like. I mean, it was 20 months ago that he had in 16 games, 3,600 yards, 26 touchdowns, and 8 interceptions, and won 11 games for the Pittsburgh. Like, it just. I wonder if the commercials are part of it. Like, people got sick of watching him in these commercials when he was playing so bad. But I don't really get it. Now, obviously, I have my OU helmet right behind me, so that definitely plays into it.
I've heard some people compare this one, I don't know if it's accurate or not, to when Carson Palmer left Cincinnati and then went to Arizona, was like capable, but not great, you know, like better than what they had, but still like not great. I don't know. We'll see. All right. Fantasy or reality coming up next. So stay on the grid for that. And then we've got the Sports Grid 60. So make sure you stay on the grid. Craig and Davis back with you with more fantasy sports today.
Want to try a free sample of Berry Pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy
Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK, Cygnos.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Coming up next, and of course coming up at the top of the hour, we will turn it over to the early line with Kevin and Donnie. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Make sure you are following us on our social media channels. That is, of course, at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV for the latest news, notes, information. Of course, picks against the spread, and make sure you follow us there. And naturally, that will give you the opportunity to stay in touch with everything that is happening with us. And Davis, of course, there's some big news at Wimbledon. I don't know if you saw this, but Rafael Nadal, who had that tremendous comeback win the other day, I guess he is questionable for even his next match. I'm not really sure what's going on there at Wimbledon, but hopefully he can play.
Yeah, he's got a 7-millimeter tear in his abdomen before he plays Kyrgios here in a couple hours. Halep and Rabalinka are playing right now. Halep actually just dropped the first set to the Russian-born Rabalinka. Pretty surprising there. Ons Jabeur wins pretty much without a sweat this morning against Tatiana Maria. It's like, I don't, something about Wimbledon, man. It is just really good. And I think we are with this injury to Rafa Nadal, we are setting up for a Joker Kyrgios final, which I mean, that is like the two most polarizing guys in tennis right now, which is if that does end up happening, I think Nadal is gonna try to gut it out against Kyrgios, but I don't know if he is gonna be able to hold on. I mean, he played a 5-hour match with an abdominal tear yesterday, so just imagining how I would feel waking up after that. And Nadal, I think, is 7 years older than me, so I think it's gonna be tough for him to gut it out, and that final is gonna be really good.
All right, we'll have an update for you coming up later this afternoon on Newswire. Now it's time for some fantasy or reality. All right, Davis, what would baseball be without the bizarre? You know that this happens a lot over the course of a season, and we have one of those stories percolating today. Of course, Eduardo Rodriguez, who signed a pretty lucrative contract with the Detroit Tigers to front their rotation in the offseason, was placed on the restricted list a few weeks ago. And right now they're still trying to get a hold of Eduardo Rodriguez, find out what's going on, find out where he's at. He's on the restricted list. He's not pitching for the Tigers. Tigers have been a disappointment this season, to say the least. Fantasy or reality, Eduardo Rodriguez has pitched his last game for the Tigers.
I think this has got to be a fantasy. I know the GM said, like, I haven't heard from him, but I want to say it was like a 4-year deal that he got signed to. And I don't, like, are you going to find a taker at the trade deadline for a guy who is not reported to the team, who's dealing with personal matters or whatever? Like, I don't think so. So maybe even if it doesn't happen this season. It's not as if, you know, Eddie Rodriguez's contract comes off the books magically this offseason for the Detroit Tigers, right, who I guess to their credit are willing to spend a little bit more money than some of their other AL Central counterparts, who just have like completely given up in the Cleveland Guardians and the Kansas City Royals, who are just doing all they care about is saving money at this point. Like the Tigers, I mean, even if they're not good contracts, they are willing to at least pay some of their guys. So I got fantasy here. I think we will see. It might not be this year, but I do think we will see him in a Tigers uniform again. You'll probably know more than me, though.
Yeah, no, look, I'm guessing here. I can probably dig on this a little bit, but I have to agree with you. I will say fantasy, but the only caveat that I would say to this is, again, you don't know what's going on personally with anybody, as we've learned in life, right, just in general. And so is there some sort of existence here as a possibility that Eduardo Rodriguez is just done playing? Of course. Like, we just don't know. We have no idea. For the right. GM, by the way, to put something out like this publicly tells you there's a lot more going on than we really know about. Because if this was a sensitive issue where the player and the GM are in touch with each other, basically, you know, he just gives some sort of deflective answer, I guess. That's probably the best way to put it. I'm a little worried that something's really up here. Who knows? I got to say fantasy, though. There's no way that the Tigers, Davis, could do what they did here and make this signing without really knowing a little bit about the player and sort of what is going on here. It would look really bad for them if they ended up just having to cut bait completely. Now, that being said, the Dodgers gave Trevor Bauer a lot of money, Davis, and they kind of, you know, messed up too. They didn't really understand what was going on with him personally either. And then here they were. The good news for the Dodgers, they don't have to pay Bauer, right? So I got fantasy. I think he ends up getting this worked out. We may see him next year, but I just can't see that being the last game. That seems a bit extreme. All right, maybe this is a pretty easy one. We'll find out. Baker Mayfield is now a member of the Carolina Panthers. Carolina plays Cleveland in week one. Carolina's quarterbacks on their roster, if I'm not mistaken, it is PJ Walker. Is he still there even? Could I be wrong? I could be wrong about that, by the way. Okay, yeah. PJ Walker is still there. Sam Darnold is still there. And is Will Greer still there too? Oh, Matt
Corral, the kid from Ole Miss, they drafted in the third round.
Matt Corral too. Oh, okay. So listen, let's dance around this a little bit. They got some options. Let's be honest. Maybe there's some sort of competition. They didn't really pay a lot to get Baker Mayfield. Fantasy or reality, Carolina will start Baker Mayfield in week one.
I mean, even if they weren't playing the Cleveland Browns, I'd make this like 98% to be a reality. But given the fact that they are playing the Cleveland Browns in week one, I will say that this is a mortal lock, complete certainty, assuming that Baker Mayfield does not get hurt in training camp or the preseason. One, we know that Sam Darnold, PJ Walker, these guys stink, right? 0% chance. The one thing, I mean, maybe if this is like a Russell Wilson situation, remember the Russell Wilson, Matt Flynn offseason for the Seattle Seahawks? They gave Matt Flynn 3 years, like $26 million, yep, and they drafted Russell Wilson in the third round. I actually remember I was at the Russell Wilson preseason game against the Kansas City Chiefs where he went nuts. I can't remember his exact stat line, but he went, and basically it just became evident to everyone in the building they could not start Russell Wilson over, mm-hmm, Matt Flynn. That is the only scenario in which I see Baker Mayfield not starting, where if Matt Corral is as good as Russell Wilson, basically, as a rookie. And I don't think that is exceedingly likely. So I have this as a clear reality. Baker Mayfield will start week one.
Yeah, I think Brett gave us the first layup in a while here. I'm not sure. I can't go against you. How can I? What? Okay, I'll say fantasy. All right, so here's fantasy. Baker Mayfield, let's see. Boy, never wish this on anyone. Baker Mayfield gets hurt. Okay, we have that on the bingo card. Baker Mayfield throws no touchdowns, 7 interceptions in the preseason. We have that. We have Matt Corral coming in, playing better than he did even at Ole Miss. I mean, I got to throw all those things. It's not going to be Sam Darnold, that I know. I mean, they already went down this road. They wouldn't have got Baker Mayfield, right, if they thought Sam Darnold could be the guy. So it's either Matt Corral or it's Baker Mayfield, and things would just have to go insanely wrong. I'll ask Brett after the show what those things could potentially be to give us a 50-50 on this one. So, yeah, I mean, I gotta say reality. But again, you know, you never know. And you know what could happen, honestly, is he could get hurt. And then Brett will remind us, our producer, hey, that's why I had that question in there for fantasy reality, because that could be the case. All right, let's end with this. This is not my wheelhouse, the Marvel movies. We need Joe Pizzapia for these. Thor has a new movie coming out, I suppose, and naturally a lot today. Okay, thank you. And naturally, a lot of people like going to see all the Marvel movies. In fact, people line up to go see these things. I am not one of them, unfortunately. Fantasy reality, Thor movies are the best Marvel character movies, Davis. Hopefully you have a good answer for this.
Yeah, I actually think they are. I really enjoy Hemsworth. I think he is pretty good, pretty funny. A little backstory here. We got some time. So I got really into these Marvel movies kind of when they first became a cultural phenomenon. And then I don't remember which one it is that I missed, but I missed one of them. And the one I missed was before Disney Plus launched with all of these via streaming. So it wasn't where, oh, you can just like, you miss it in theaters, whatever, you wait 45 days and you can watch it via streaming and you're all caught up and you're good to go. So then I missed one, I didn't see it, then I missed another. Then like, because these things come out, you know, they are such movies. I'd miss like four, right? So then I miss it. And I hadn't seen Spider-Man, didn't see Black Panther, missed one of the Iron Mans. And then the big one that if you haven't seen is the Avengers Infinity War. That was, I think it was like 4 hours long. And the whole storyline that these like 19 movies that Marvel had made all are leading up to Infinity War. And then once I hadn't seen that one, it's like, right, what's the point? And I'd already had it spoiled because, you know, there was the big meme of the guy snapping his fingers and that became like a huge thing. So like, if you already know what happens in the movie, then pretty much this like 15 hours of preamble via all of these other movies that are effectively functioning as prequels, it's like, literally, what is the point? So it just all passed me by. But when I was watching them, I do remember thinking the Thor movies were the best. Hemsworth portraying Thor was the best characterization. Maybe Robert Downey as Iron Man, I mean, he's pretty good. But yeah, I got reality here, but I am out of the loop. I have not seen like the last 90 Marvel things that have come out.
Yeah, this has got to be fantasy for me, just because, again, I'm in the same category here. Now, some of the movies are Spider-Man. I did not see the new Spider-Man. I have not seen any, and this is so sad, I have not seen any of the Iron Man. I feel like George Kurtz. I have not seen any of the Iron Men. I have not seen Black Panther. I have not seen Thor. I feel like maybe I saw some of Hulk. I feel like maybe that one I did.
That was the first one. Yeah, the 2008 Hulk was the first one.
Okay, I feel like I can't tell you exactly what went on in that, but I definitely think that was one that I at least saw. Is Guardians of the Galaxy, is this Marvel, or is that the other one?
Yes, Guardians. So Guardians of the Galaxy, which is the kind of the vehicle that launched the Chris Pratt experience that, right, like, will not leave us. It's like, you literally cannot watch anything without Chris Pratt. I'm surprised they haven't brought him into Star Wars at this point. That was a Marvel movie. And that one, Guardians of the Galaxy, I have seen like seven times because that it was really, really good. And if you remember, it also like his deal is that he listens to these like tapes while he battles or whatever. And it brought back a bunch of old songs from the 70s. They were like kind of like the songs of the summer. I think in like 2016, 2015, if I remember correctly. So it was like a whole... Guardians of the Galaxy was, I think, one of the... And it was one where I don't think they expected it to do that well, but it just absolutely destroyed the box offices, which I think, you know, really funded this whole Disney... I mean, it is like... The amount of content that they have created for these Marvel comic books, it is like unbelievable.
It is, yeah. Joe Pizzapia, who will be with us tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, on Newswire, if I got that right, he's big into this stuff, huge into it. And he pushed me so hard last football season to do it. It's the one thing that I have not done. But the rest of the stuff I'm in on, and I guess the next thing that I'm looking forward to is, now that I've finished Stranger Things and then Kenobi is done, I guess my next streaming option is, well, not streaming, watching, is Better Call Saul. I think that's back on Monday night. So that will be the next thing that I check out. All right, we got to take a quick time out here on the show. Coming up next, it's time for the Sports Grid 60, and then we got to get out of here at 12 o'clock Eastern because Kevin and Donnie have the early line. Then I'll be back with you at 2 o'clock Eastern for Newswire, and then, as a matter of fact, I'll be joining Pharrell later this afternoon on Coast to Coast, so make sure you stay on the grid for that as well. Don't go away. We'll have plenty more FST coming up next in just a couple of minutes as we have our final thoughts here on the show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Coming up on the top of the hour, we'll turn it over to the early line. But before we leave today, let's turn it over to Davis Maddox, see what's on his mind as we end the show with his Sports Grid 60.
Well, first, I mean, the viewers are on my mind because I'm not going to be with them on Friday and Monday. I will be taking a trip. I will be flying for the first time since 2019. A little bit, just kind of don't really remember what it's like to be in the airport and then be in the crowded planes. It's a little bit of an odd situation there. But I'm leaving with a couple thoughts on Wimbledon because I just was thinking this Kyrgios Nadal match that is about to happen. I mean, you could tell me anything would happen, and I believe it. You know, Rafa retires after the first set. Kyrgios, gets into a fight with, like, a match official or a ball boy or something and, you know, is storming off the court in a stream of profanity. Like, this is – it's such an interesting match between these two guys. You know, basically an elder statesman of the sport who never has a hair out of place, never offends anyone, and then Kyrgios, who, like, it's his job to offend everyone. So I'm very excited for this match that I think starts here in about an hour.
All right. Well, safe travels, Davis, for sure. We'll catch you again next week. Jake Paul as a new opponent in August. It looks like Tommy Fury is not going to be fighting Jake Paul, and he will fight Haseem Rahman Jr. Now, I'm very familiar with Haseem Rahman Sr., the former heavyweight champion who knocked out Lennox Lewis with one punch, if I'm not mistaken. His son is 5-0. I got to say, this is a real fight for Jake Paul. I mean, this is a professional boxer. He's not the best. He is 5-0. He's 30 years old. But this guy's a heavyweight here. And if Jake Paul wins this fight, he's going to start to get some credibility out there as being a real boxer. He said he wants to make sure he actually fights a real boxer this time. So there he is. And we'll see if he ends up having success. This could certainly change the game for him, no doubt. That'll do it for our show today. Thanks, of course, to LTN, our graphics department of Danny and Ryan. And also thanks to our producer, Brett Levy. For Davis Maddock, I'm Craig Mish. I'll see you this afternoon at 2 o'clock Eastern for Newswire. Until then, have a great day.